Hey, everybody. This is Will Johnson's Talk About It show. I'm Will's producer, Shannon, riding shotgun on this Thursday.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. I know I'm running a little late. I actually put a little live on Facebook telling everyone to join us. And I was stuck in another interview, and the interview went over. So please forgive me. Or you can send me a comment and complain. That works too. I like that. Just send me a comment. I like that. Or you can give me a phone call. You can give me a phone call and say, Will, how dare you be stuck on another interview and come late to this? How dare you? That works for me too. I'll take either one of them. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so much for your patience. We do have a lot to talk about. As I talked about in the video that I put on Facebook, I did mention that we're going to talk about North Korea, South Korea, and we're going to talk about you being a white woman that is a Republican in the suburban America, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to share something with you on that, yeah. And something that let me just put it out there like this. If you're a white woman, there's nothing wrong being a white woman. There's nothing wrong. I mean, I like women. I can care less what color you are, right? But listen to, when we get to this, this is probably going to make your blood boil, okay? And someone's probably going to say, well, you're playing stuff again that I don't like. Well, you know what? Yeah. I mean, I share this stuff with you. Hey, how about I give you some positive news?
Okay, before we start,
positive news. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Benjamin Netanyahu won in Israel. That is 100% positive news. Sure. And guess who's upset about it, Shannon?
Biden.
Biden is angry about it. Yeah. Guess why he's angry? Biden, the Democrats here, they're angry about it because of what happened in Israel. Why do you think they're so upset, Shannon? Why? One guess. Well, you know why? I'll tell you.
He's tough on Iran.
No. That's not the reason why.
Why?
No, I'm talking about the reason why the Biden administration is upset with Benjamin Netanyahu winning.
Okay, go ahead.
Why do you think he's upset?
I don't know.
He's upset because Benjamin Netanyahu's party is considered to be right-wing.
They are. Yeah, they're
It's right-wing, so of course they're upset about that. Not because he did positive things in Israel. He's upset because he's right-wing. And then because the way he stood with President Trump. Yeah. That's what it all comes down to.
And one person put in the comment, he's not part of the New World Order.
And he's not part of New World. That is true. That's true.
I mean, he's like a Trump.
Yeah, he's like the Trump in Israel.
Yeah, basically.
And again, because he won in Israel, it terrifies them. They say, oh my goodness, if he can return in Israel, because you know they were him and him up in the court system too.
Oh yeah,
they still are. So they were doing that to Benjamin Netanyahu. In Israel, and they were like, oh my goodness, is it possible that Trump could come back too? And he can actually undo all of this globalist agenda that we've been trying to do? Oh my goodness. And it got them in an uproar. But before we get to this audio clip that I'm going to share with you about the white woman, suburban woman here in America, y'all got to stick around for it. You got to stick around. If you have the option, I don't know if they have the option here on Podbean, but if there's an option on there, share the link. Or you know what? Share the link where I told y'all that it was in there, you know, uniteamericafirst.com/podcast. Take that link, text it to somebody that you know love America. Or even someone who hates America. Text them that link and say, can you believe what they're talking about?
Oh,
tell
man.
Me what you think.
You know Do what? That.
Then they'll listen in.
Let me tell you what. We're going to talk about elections today because that's where we're at. We are just days away from an election. And man, it's heated up, Will. Don't you think it's heated up?
Oh, has it?
Wait a minute.
You're an election denier if you think it's heating up. You're an election denier because deny the election.
You know what?
Biden already said that, you know, expect cheating.
Yeah, he did.
He's already said that. Can we play that for you today?
Hillary said expect cheating in 2024.
Yes.
And they're calling
Wait a minute. See, the difference is that Hillary Clinton said expect cheating from the right wingers for 2024.
Right.
But Biden literally said expect your vote not to be counted until days later. What?
Yeah.
What?
That's because they do the mail-in ballots and they don't count them until after the people that came and voted in person. Same thing that they did with the 2020 election.
But you know what?
When they do the exit polls
and they're asking people as they walked out, who did you vote for? They go based on the exit polls, because you have CNN, the Communist News Network, MSDNC, all of them. They'll use the exit polls to call it for whoever it is that they want to win. And if they don't get the exit poll number that they want, they don't call it. But if they get the exit number poll for the Democrat, guarantee they'll call it. What do you think?
Are we talking about elections first? Is that what we're doing?
I guess so.
Okay, because there is an article today kind of talking about the elections. It's on The Hill, and guess what it says? Well, it says, optimistic Democrats insist the polls are wrong. Because, you know, the polls are saying it looks like there's going to be a red wave. But you and I, Will, we've been a little bit optimistic, too. We're kind of like, we'll wait and see. Until we see it, right? I mean, we don't know. There's a lot of people out there that have just been eating up all the misinformation coming from the Democrats. But they're saying, hold up, we think we may still win. They don't believe the GOP is headed for a red wave. They said the polls are tight as the races go nationwide. Today, once again, they're saying Oz has pulled ahead further in front of Fetterman, which at one point Fetterman had like a 10-point lead in the polls. That's gone away. They're saying that Tudor Dixon, she's pulling out in front of what's her name, Whitmer. They're saying that Zeldin is pulling ahead of Hochul now in New York. So, you know what? I'm getting a little bit of goosebumps here because I'm getting a little excited here because that makes me happy.
You can hear that Southern accent coming out on her. You hear that? She's actually a California girl, but she got that Southern accent. Did y'all hear it? I've always told her, I said, you know, you can take the girl out the country, but you can't take the country out the girl.
Anyway, hearing all this, I get excited. But if you listen to the liberal news, my gosh, those people are just miserable people, are they not, Will?
They're terrible.
Liars.
They're never happy.
They are spinners.
They're truth deniers.
Man, truth deniers. That's Will's new thing for them, and I absolutely like it.
They are truth deniers.
You know, Biden gave that horrible speech yesterday. Instead of coming out and talking about how, you know, all of his accomplishments and all that, basically he just laid out gloom and doom if the Republicans win, right? He basically said that in order that the democracy, the voters have to save democracy from lies and violence. Will, he basically said that. He said, you voters have to get out there and vote for the left or else you are voting out democracy and voting in violence. That's basically what he said. It was a horrible speech. I'm sitting here thinking, as a president of the United States, instead of just having a clear message of, hey, your vote counts, get out there and count, or get out there and vote, he basically has this whole warning. His whole thing was warning, democracy itself is in peril. That's basically what he was saying. I cannot stand it when he lumps us all into this I'll call myself an ultra MAGA Republican, but the way they say it is they have demonized Republicans.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And the thing is, Will, is they're not even demonizing them in a real way, I guess I want to say, right? Because they're saying Republicans are election deniers. Okay, I'll say I'm an election denier, but to be honest with you, if they're honest with themselves, they've been election deniers too. My problem is instead of us coming together and going, okay, let's find out why we're election deniers, let's fix the problem. Republicans want to fix the problems in the individual states. We want to tighten up the reins, get rid of opportunities for fraud. They want to do the opposite.
Yeah.
They want to open it up.
Yep.
They want more opportunities for fraud. And so this is going to continue until we fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
On both sides. I'm going to be honest with you. On both sides.
Exactly. So let me play this audio clip. And I played this last night and I was a little skeptical. And just to be honest with you, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I played it on Facebook and YouTube. And you know how they like to crack down on people for sharing the truth and exposing the truth? I think what it was is because on those platforms, I kind of held back my opinion about what Joe Biden said. But let me play a little bit of this again for you. And this was on Tucker.
Will to hold back his opinion.
You know what? It was killing me too. Let's be honest. It was killing me to do it. But listen to this. Tucker's going to talk. Then he's going to go into Joe Brandon. Listen.
Standing at this monument to his own failures, Biden proceeded to do what he now so commonly does: bark at the rest of us for our moral failures. The guy who showered with his daughter is telling you you're a bad person. Tonight's topic, democracy. Here's a taste of it.
Yet now, extreme MAGA Republicans aim to question not only the legitimacy of past elections, but elections being held now and into the future. The extreme MAGA element of the Republican Party, which is a minority of that party, as I said earlier, but is this driving force, is trying to succeed where they failed in 2020, to suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself.
You hear this? Let me ask you, everyone that's listening right now, and if you want to give me a call and chime in about Joe Brandon, I mean, please do. The number is 319-527-3453. And my producer, she'll put it in the chat if you want to call me and tell me, just give me a piece of my mind. Give me a piece of your mind. Okay, but anyway, Joe Biden is saying that there's voter suppression. Whose votes are being suppressed? You know, again, I've been saying this here lately, that there's mouthing off stuff without any proof of it. Even Stacey Abrams out of Georgia was saying, oh, my goodness, there's voter suppression going on, when they've had record turnout for voting.
And then she record said, turnout, people. Have, she said, you can still have voter suppression with record turnout. She said that, Will. So
it's completely stupid. You know, they're even saying that they're suppressing trans votes now because trans people have changed their identity. And they, and you know, when they go to vote, they go in there and say, I am them, they. And then they look under voter registration. Well, I don't have them, they, but I have all of these people in here. Who are you?
Yep.
Well, I'm them, they.
Yep.
And then if you don't dress me by them, they, I'm going to be upset with you. Well, I'm sorry, you and all of you. You can't vote because your ID is not matching up with the voter registration. You should have thought about that before we got to this point. You need to go fix it. You're confused about who you are. You're confused about what you should have done before it came time to voting. Now, Joe Biden, okay, y'all just heard it, right? Joe Biden there was talking about how people, right, how people are being, their voters being voter suppression and et cetera, et cetera. I want y'all to listen to this clip here because this is where, This is another clip with Tucker where he was talking about it, but then it gets into Biden again, and Biden literally tells everybody, you know what, you may not know who wins until 2 or 3 days later, maybe even longer than that, I don't know, but listen to this.
Why is that? Well, let's see. Here's Joe Biden telling you that thanks to the changes, the many changes Democrats have made to our system of voting, all of which make voter fraud easier to commit, we may not know the results of the elections for a few days, but don't be alarmed. Everything is completely on the level. And whatever you do, do not ask questions, or else you're a criminal. Watch.
We want Americans to vote. We want every American's voice to be heard. Now we have to move the process forward. We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases, we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens and democracy to be informed and engaged. Now it's important for citizens to be patient as well. That's how it's supposed to work.
No, that's not how it's supposed to work. That's not how it's supposed to work.
No, it's not. It's not. They're changing the right. rules in the middle of the game again, telling yep. everybody that you're not going to know who won until days later.
Yeah.
What it is that once they get to this day, the next Tuesday,
yeah.
they want to be able to look at the numbers and see what where they need to make it up. Yeah. Where do we need to bring in votes? Where do we need to, you know, fix it in certain locations?
Yeah, it was alarming when he said that, right? And he's like, "Are you?"
I mean, everybody just yeah. I'm sorry, everybody that's listening. What do you think? What do you think Joe Biden was talking about there? I mean, what do you think? I mean, really, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, and you know, pretty much Obama had the same message when he was in Arizona. That yesterday, I think it was yesterday, there's an article on MSNBC.
MSDNC.
MSN. Okay. This says Obama says democracy may not survive if Arizona Republicans win. Do you hear
that?
Wait
a minute. How was it not? If Arizona Republican win, that because democracy worked. Because democracy no, worked. Why would not, the Republicans no. want to get rid
that's
of it when it works? I know that's
listen,
not what he said.
Listen to this. Does okay. this almost not sound like a Biden thing, too? It says, go. If the Republican candidates are successful, democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona. That's not an exaggeration. That's a fact. That's his words. He sounds like Biden. You know, when Biden wow. goes, that's not a hyperbole.
Yeah, it's not hyperbole.
It's a fact. Go look it up.
It's not hyperbole.
That's what they say. Go look it up.
It's crazy. Hey, we got Wendy from Georgia calling us. Let's hear what Wendy has to say. And, you know, this is Stacey Abrams' country here. Well, it's not Stacey Abrams, but that's where Stacey Abrams from. Hey, Wendy, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, I'm surprised you didn't go. It's Wendy again from Georgia. I hope y'all are well. And I'm glad you're talking about this particular topic because you know, I've been thinking about this, and I totally took it as a threat that he was going to do something like, oh, don't catch your chickens because I'm going to make them hatch in another way.
Thank you. You know? Thank you.
Yeah, you and a lot of people took it the same way, Wendy.
Yes. I mean, that's exactly what
Isn't
he's saying.
Funny? It's kind of like almost in our face.
Yeah, he's literally throwing it in our face. Like, you know what? And let me say this real quick, Wendy. What's going to end up happening is all of the places that the Republican is in the lead, they're going to hold those back as much as possible. But every place else where they can go ahead and call it for the Democrat, they're going to do it. What do you think?
They're crazy. I'm tired of it. And they need just... He needs to go on.
Wendy, let me ask you. Because you're in Georgia.
You're in Georgia, correct?
So what are you watching the local news? I know before you said you don't watch it too much, but I want to hear what the local news is saying about Herschel and Warnock. Are you hearing anything?
Warnock.
Yeah, like I said, I don't really watch the local news, but I can try to check it out and give you an update tomorrow.
Yeah, I need to see, you know, I haven't seen polls or anything. So I would like, you know what, tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow, that's your homework, Wendy. You need to you need to figure that out and call us back, okay?
Yeah, let us know. Give us the scoop. We want to hear from you.
Now, I know the last time I seen polls, and like I said, I don't know whose polls they are, but I saw that Herschel Walker's head of old Warlock.
Yeah, I've seen some polls that were showed that, but you know what?
Well, things are starting to change as we're getting closer yeah. to the election, you know, now that they've had debates and stuff. So, you know, just like I said, just within the past 2 days, Oz is pulled out in front of Fetterman, and you have Zeldin that pulled out supposedly in the polls in front of Hochul. And then, of course, what was the other one? So, yeah, it's changing daily, so we need an update daily.
Yeah, and my main thing is I don't ever like to go by the polls because I want people to get out and vote. Get out and vote, regardless of what the polls say. Because a lot of times, my personal opinion, they put the polls out certain information to get people to think, though, okay, it's all good. I don't need to go vote because they're already in the lead. It's okay. No, we got to get out like our lives depend on
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Truly,
totally
it truly does.
Yeah.
So
I agree. You gotta use the boat.
Well,
and I will watch the news for you guys. And y'all have a great day. And thanks
you
for
too.
Talking about my topic.
You too, Wendy. Thank you.
You too. Take care, Wendy. Bye. Yeah, you know what, Shannon? It's everybody is like on the edge of the seat because Let me tell you this. I put a comment. It's not even a comment. I put a poll on Twitter.
Okay.
I put a poll on Twitter. And let me read to you what the poll says. And I actually tagged a few people in it. But, you know, Twitter is still trying to work on, you know, some stuff. And it's just not working out really. But there's people actually commenting on my polls and stuff now. So I put this comment poll on Twitter and it says, and let me ask you this too, Shannon. Who needs to cheat in order to win this November 8th, 2022? Who needs to cheat in order to win? The GOP or the DNC?
I would say Democrats.
The Democrats. Okay. So as of right now, and there's like 4 days, 6 hours left on this poll, because I did it, you know, right up to the day, right? Because now on Twitter, you know, they're not going to do anything. It's like, hey, it's freedom. So DNC, as far as of right now, says 98% select the DNC. 2% selected the GOP.
That's your trolls.
Yeah, that's the trolls. And it's only 155 votes, but you know what? It's 150 votes more than I would normally get because they wouldn't let anyone see it. It would just get 5 votes.
Okay. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen to this. There is supposedly there's this forecast. It's called 538. And they consistently watch the forecast for elections, right? And on their report today, they said with just 5 days until Election Day, Republicans are in good shape in the forecast. If each party were to win every race they are currently favored to win, they're favored to win, Republicans would have 51 Senate seats and the Democrats will have 49. And if the same thing happened in the House, Republicans will have 225 seats and the Democrats will have 210.
I'm hoping it's a lot more in the Senate. I'm just hoping it's a total blowout in the Senate and in the House, because they've done so much damage.
Yeah, it's time to vote them out.
They've done so much damage.
Yeah, and you know what? I was talking to my brother today because, you know, he went to vote. He lives in California.
Did he vote for Gruesome Newsom?
He doesn't even understand how people like Newsom as much as they've ruined the state. But, you know, we would talk about the different things that the news is saying. And he said, you know what? He said, I'll be honest with you. I think most people feel like I feel. He said, their personal experience is totally different than what the news is telling us. He said, so when they're talking about all this stuff, you know, about election deniers and all this other stuff, he's not even hearing it. All he knows is what he's experiencing. You know, and he said people experiencing crime, people experiencing inflation, experiencing their 401k falling, not being able to sell their house or buy a house. These personal experiences are what we're going to take to the polls. So they can say whatever they want, but people for the most part are going to vote for what they are feeling and experiencing. And I do agree with that for the most part. But you just have these people, Will, and you and I have seen them and meet them all the time, where they're just uninformed voters and they don't know who they're voting for or who's responsible for what, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they don't know because the media will suppress that information.
Right.
And that's why a lot of times the media would get upset with social media because people could go out and actually find out the truth.
Right. I mean, it's in my opinion, you know, you'll have people, they'll say, oh, this is because of, you know, Trump, just like Biden said, I inherited, what'd he say?
He said, I inherited a failing economy.
Right. So people sit, and we know under Trump, it wasn't failing. Even through COVID, it wasn't as bad as it is now. Right. But people go, oh, so this is because of Trump. And so they think that their reality is because, you know, what they're experiencing is because of Trump. And they don't really know who's responsible for what, and they don't know why. And that's my biggest concern, is just how irresponsible people are with their vote. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
they go and they just don't know what they're voting for. They don't do their research. It upsets me.
It should. It should. I mean, everyone should be getting upset about it because the truth is right there. But
it's long lasting. Yeah. Your vote has a a lasting effect on your votes, state, country, votes, city.
Votes can have devastating effects on our livelihoods, like, look what our country. Yeah, look what happened. Okay, so for those of you that tuned in, let's talk about this story before we get to North Korea, if we can.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those of you that tuning in, because I talked about it briefly in the video I did on Facebook, and I talk about the white suburban Republican woman. Why did I say that? Well, on the Witches on the View is the reason why I brought it up. I want y'all to listen to this, because the one of the witches on the View that brings talking about suburban white women, she literally calls suburban white women cockroaches. She's a black female. I think she's black. But what really ticks me, I mean, it ticks me off because for one, it's absolutely disgusting. It's repulsive. And second, she's black. And if she was a white woman calling black women cockroaches, they would have her removed off the show. They would cancel her.
Yeah.
She would not be there the next day. It infuriated me when I heard it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And you're not even a white woman.
No. How do you, hey, I might identify. Let me identify for this moment that I'm a white woman. I'm going to be, you know, it's ridiculous regardless. Listen to this, people. Please listen to this.
But what's also surprising to me is the abortion issue. I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right?
It's insulting. You hear this? And some of the people in the audience started clapping to that crap.
And they're probably white women.
Yeah, they started clapping to that crap. Really? I mean, come on.
It's
so
really
if you're,
insulting.
If let me See, just ask you, if you're a white woman right now and you're listening in, and you just heard that statement that come out of this racist, despicable. Now you know why I call them the witches on the View, right? You just heard that statement. Why do you think that they're not firing her? Why do you think that they're not even like, how could you say that if she was white again saying this? That's what the white lady next to her. On the View, the witches on the View.
Yeah, she's supposedly the conservative.
She should have said, you know what? If I said the exact same thing you just said about black women, they would remove me from this show. They would do that. That's what she should have said.
Will's pointing
wait.
At me. He's
oh,
mad.
Wait. Racism is. Listen, hold on. Okay, I'm going to let it continue.
Roaches voting for Raid, right? Roaches are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right?
It's insulting to the voter. They're voting against
their own self-interest. Do they want to live in Gilead?
Okay,
do we love
democracy or not? Because just saying that it's insulting to the voter. People make up decisions on what's right for their family, and the idea that you should have a say
women,
for everyone else's vote.
The fact that women are voting against
you
their
had a different view on abortion not that long ago, and you
I have
on
that
it.
View.
But that issue is.
Right.
But then why? But then why is another woman
but
not
I am very
able to have
surprised
a view?
That white Republican suburban women?
But why
are
have
voting
you so recently evolved on the
healthcare?
Issue?
I have not really recently evolved on the issue. I am Catholic. That is my faith. I believe that abortion is wrong for me. There's a separation between state, a government, and church. And I do not have the right to tell someone else.
Sonny,
however, they are voting against their own
self-interest.
I just want
to
make one
you
point.
You used to be Catholic, too, so I want to talk about that as well.
Well, what I want to say is she's saying she's Catholic. She doesn't believe in abortion. Isn't she then
No,
voting
she doesn't
against-
believe in abortion for herself. But
isn't
for everybody
she
else,
voting
she does.
Against her own
self-interest? Very good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. Right? Right? Very good point.
I mean, she's literally blasting them for voting against their own self-interest.
I mean, you know what?
She's doing it.
This is the ignorance of these people.
You actually have to finish this clip, though, because what they say at the end is...
Yeah, it's the ignorance of these people. Crazy. Yeah, I'm going to continue playing it. And she brings this up. And the reason why I was going to say the Catholic, because even Joe Biden, he constantly reminds people that he's Catholic. He constantly reminds people.
But he's 100% for abortion.
But he's 100% for abortion like she is. Well, she says she's not for it for her.
I mean.
But you know what? If everybody else, the white woman that's a Republican, if you don't vote for abortion, you're voting against your self-interest.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
What?
It's ridiculous for her to give the example that I'm sacrificing my own self-interest to vote for the greater good. That's basically what she's saying. It's absolutely ridiculous. Because listen, every single person, there's a reason why we have a democracy. You vote with your self-interest. What you believe in, your morals, everything in your life that you want a certain way, you have a right to vote that I want life this way. I want my government to run this way. I have a self-interest in this. It's ridiculous.
Right. So if you want to call me and chime in about the witches on the view here, about them making this statement, I'd like to hear from you. 319-527-3453. I mean, just give me your statement. And you know, we've yet to have any trolls, to my understanding, you know, to chime in. But maybe one day we'll get some. Maybe they'll call in. I don't bite too hard, but here's the rest of this.
Somebody said, all you roaches out there, vote them out. That's funny. Thanks, Sherry. That's funny.
All right, here we go.
King is a good example. As someone sitting here, that's a huge issue for me. This election, the deniers are more important for me. Everyone has a priority list. So to me, I'm voting. That is a full stop problem for me, that I actually think election deniers being put into office, it used to be just former President Donald Trump. Now it's everyone running on the Republican side. That scares me more than anything. So even you know, women's rights is second for me.
Can I just everyone has priority? Yes. No, you're not voting for Republicans. You're voting for a cult. Remember that. It's a cult. It's not Republicans anymore.
Okay, so she's saying it's not Republicans anymore, it's a cult.
I mean, that's but 100% we're not talking a lie.
But she's not talking about the party that wants to indoctrinate your children, to have your children, little Johnny, think that he's a little girl, or little Amy think that she's a little boy. We're not talking about the party that is the actual cult that wants to go out and sexualize all of our kids. We're not talking about the same cult that looks at a man and give the man the Woman of the Year award. We're not talking about that. We're talking, they leave all of
and
that out.
If you don't think like us, you can't be a part of the conversation. We're going to shut you out. We're going to shut you down.
Yeah.
We're going to close
if
you out.
Don't, if you don't comply
you.
With the cult
right.
way of
mentality.
Thinking, yeah, mentality, we're going to shun you. We're going to push you out.
But, see, it's so weird how they actually call us something what that they are actually doing.
Yeah, what they are. They call us what they are.
Yeah.
And it's so demonic. When I talk about these people being with the wokeism, all the wokeism, they are wokeism equals Satanism. That's what it is. And they push everything that is about wokeism, everything that is Satanism.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I almost, when I hear them talk, I almost can't wrap my mind around being in their skin and thinking like they think. Right? I mean, and Will, you're right. When she said that about roaches, I mean, how not only insulting is that, but it could, if it was the other way around, considered racist.
Dude, they would have her removed from the show. They probably would escort her out live if she was white, saying this about black people, bunch of roaches, cockroaches. Oh my goodness. She called black women cockroaches because they're voting for Democrats. That's what they would say. That's exactly what I mean. The hypocrisy. I'm like, am I the only one that's seeing this?
Why
maybe
don't you
no
try
one
to
else
understand
is paying attention
why
to
they're voting that way? Isn't that more responsible? Going, okay, well, you know, they vote this way because of this. I mean, but instead you just insult people. They're so immature.
Everybody looking at that should be like, I mean, there should be phone calls to the View. There should be an outcry because of double standards.
I mean,
she literally called. She literally called white women cockroaches.
I can't imagine a single conservative watching the show. I can't.
I don't watch it, but I get clips so I can talk about it.
Well, that's what we do. You sit there and you listen to them, and we listen to some of the other conversations today that we're having. I'm like, these are just ridiculous conversations.
Yeah.
I mean.
So let's switch
talk
it
about
to
another ridiculous woman.
Another witch. Uh-huh. Okay, let's switch it to a different witch. Okay, this witch here, again, this witch here is basically saying that you, the Republican, are trying to scare people into voting Republican. And you know how this witch is doing it? By saying that the crime that we're seeing is not true.
Hey, we have someone on here from England. Isn't that cool in the chat?
From England?
Yeah. All hey, right. If you want to give us a call, I like to know what you think of what's happening in America being outside of the country.
Let's put the number back in the chat one more time. I'll call the number out for everyone listening. So y'all ready to write this down? Y'all ready to write it down? It's 319-527-3453. Okay, 319-527-3453. I would like to, yeah, that would be pretty awesome if the person from England would give us a call and say, hey, yeah, this is, yeah, you Americans, you're crazy. We over here in England, we know what a woman is. Okay, let me play this demonic woman, what I was just referring to, and this is Hillary Rodham Clinton, for those of you that want to know. And, you know, I don't know if the person that was in there yesterday saying, Will, why you keep showing all this negative stuff? These people are doing this stuff, and if we don't say anything and confront it, they'll think that we're in compliance with it, that we just accept it. And we have
somebody on here from Ghana.
From Ghana?
What the? Yeah.
Wow, this is awesome. This is awesome. Cool. Okay, listen. So, people out of states, out of the country, out of America, we don't agree with these idiots here in America like this demonic woman. Listen.
I want to say one word about this emphasis on crime that we've seen in every ad that I've run across from the Republicans. I find it ironic and frankly disturbing that when Paul Pelosi is attacked by an intruder in his own home with a hammer, the Republicans go silent about that crime. You know, they're not concerned about voter safety. They just want to keep voters scared, because they feel that if voters are scared, if they're responding to negative messages, you know, they'll have a better chance. And that's, you know, really regrettable. Unfortunately, sometimes it works, and we can't let, you know, people just hear that and believe it.
Let me stop it real quick. There's a little bit more to this, and I want to make sure that y'all hear all of this, because Will Johnson didn't play it all in its content so people would know. But anyways, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. But the next part where she gets into should be like alarming to everybody, because she's going to literally lie.
First of all, she's talking about negative messaging. Let me ask everybody out there, just in your mind, can you recall any positive messaging from the Democrats?
Let me think of something.
I hear crickets. I don't hear anything. I mean, they're basically saying our democracy is going away. They're basically saying that everyone on the right is election deniers. And let me tell you something. We had a clip from Rand Paul yesterday when he got hurt, some of the terrible things that they tweeted about him.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were celebrating him being hurt and attacked by someone. I mean, they're such hypocrites.
Yeah.
So, I can't even stand it.
So this audio clip that you're listening to was on the Communist News Network, better known as CNN for everyone outside the country. This is the Communist News Network. Yeah, we have communism here. So listen, the guy that's interviewing her, his name is Don Sourpuss Lemon. It's just Don Lemon. I put the sourpuss in there. But he's going to actually tell her, say, hey, there is crime that's happening. And listen how she flips it.
Yeah. Listen, crime is a real issue, as you know. I mean, it's a real concern for Americans. As the polling shows, it wasn't at the top of the list, but it is a concern, a deep concern for Americans.
And you know what? He's talking about the polls. The crime is at the top of the list on the polls. He just lied, because people are concerned about crime everywhere. No one wants to live in a crime, you know, infested location. No one does. But now listen to where she says the crime is happening.
Look, I mean, crime should be a concern. I mean, I don't care where it happens or what it is. I want people to be safe. That's not the Republicans' argument, because, of course, if you look at real crime statistics, which they're not interested in examining.
Okay, let me stop it before she goes on. I'm sorry, I had to stop it. Really, the Republicans are highly concerned about crime, because if they weren't concerned about the crime, they wouldn't be able to campaign on it. They wouldn't be able to run on it. They wouldn't be able to show video after video after video of these Democrat-ran cities and even Democrat-ran states where the crime is happening. They wouldn't be able to do it. There wouldn't be any footage on it. But guess what? You can go on Twitter right now and just look up the crime, and you'll see it. The outrageous, What about these flash mobs? You think those are MAGA Republicans going into the store, stealing everything and destroying the location? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Listen.
The states with the highest crime levels are states run by Republicans. That's just a fact. We saw that, you know, very clearly in the recent debate in Oklahoma for the governorship.
Listen to this.
Democratic candidate said, wait a minute, you know, the crime rate in Oklahoma is higher than it is in New York. And nobody wanted to believe that. Mm-hmm. They don't want to solve a problem, whether it's crime, inflation or anything else. They just want an issue. You know, when given a chance to govern, they don't want the responsibility. We saw that during COVID at the very highest levels of the Trump administration. So when they talk about crime, you know, they're just trying to gin up all kinds of fear and anxiety in people. They're not dealing with it. They're not trying to tackle it. And so I view it as an effort to scare voters. And, you know, we're going to have to, you know, do as good a job as possible in pointing out what the real facts are.
Okay. So everybody right now, this is what I want you. I want you to take a deep breath. It's okay. I know that just got your blood going, right? Listen. She brought up the fact that some of these red states have some of the highest crime rate in America. You know what, Will? You and I were discussing this earlier. Here's what they leave out. Most of the places in Republican states, like we're here in the state of Texas, right? We have a permit. You can carry a gun without a permit and such. But guess where our highest crime is? Our highest crime in Texas is in our cities that are ran by Democrat mayors. Houston, Democrat mayor, Democrat city council, Democrat police force. Same thing, or, you know, ran police chief. Same thing here in Austin, Democrat mayor, Democrat city council. And this is what they do. So once again, like I said, that's why we have high crime in some of these Republican states. They are not for holding people accountable. We have in New York and we have in LA where prosecutors are walking off of the job because they're saying the policies of the left are to stop, prosecuting people for crimes. So guess what? Of course, your crime numbers look lower then, right? Because you're not prosecuting anybody. You're not holding anybody accountable. So your numbers actually look great, right? Because it's not happening. They're not getting prosecuted. Nobody's being held accountable. It's absolutely irresponsible the way she's presenting this. But that, listen, this is what I say. People don't get out there. They don't do their own research. Their experience is completely different than what she's talking about. And I'm hoping that people take their experience and that's what they vote on.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. When you're on your way to, if you haven't voted already and you decide to wait on Tuesday, like I'm waiting until Tuesday, and you go to the voting poll, you know, remember when you stop at the gas station to get gas along the way, remember what they did. Or if you happen to go grocery shopping that day earlier before you go to the voting poll, remember what the prices were for eggs, milk, and meat. Remember that. Just keep that in the back of your mind just a little bit. And when you turn your lights on, when you walk in your home, remember why it was costing so much for you to turn the lights on. That's what I'm talking about. When you get your gas bill, remember why your gas bill is so high. Just remember that. When you want to go outside and just, you know, probably work in your yard, but now you got to be concerned about thugs showing up and doing violent stuff, you need to remember that when you go to the polls. When you go to the polls, you need to remember who they're labeling as domestic terrorists. You as the parent, they're labeling you as domestic terrorists. So in order for us to fix this, we have to remember this when we go to the poll, because if not, they're going to continue doing it. They're looking to take this election and be able to remove as many Republicans as possible. And if they are successful in doing that, America is done. America, I hate to say it like that. America's done. But I want to be positive here because I know we can do it. I know we can do it. But they're going to cheat people. They're going to cheat.
I mean, we hope people are getting involved in their local elections, that they're holding people accountable, being eyes and ears for the other people that are out there voting that can't volunteer, that can't be a part of the process. You know, it's a very strange moment here in America. You know, I have never felt that. I mean, I felt the intensity of elections before, but this election somehow feels different, doesn't it, for you, Will? Like, it feel like
it's the most important midterm election in American history.
I feel like if the Democrats win, they will go these next 2 years knowing that they may not have another opportunity to just ruin America. So they're going to do everything they can to change the very fabric of our country, what we are about, how we do elections, how we our foreign policy. I mean, look at our foreign policy now. We got open borders that it's crazy, right?
It is.
And they're not even addressing it. Today, we actually saw a report. We reported on another show where fentanyl, the DEA has now said that fentanyl is now popping up in marijuana. Marijuana is being laced with fentanyl. And do you hear these Democrats taking that on and telling people that they're going to do something about it? I can't even tell you a single campaign on the left that has brought up our open border policy, that they will take care of it, or the fentanyl issue that is now, people, the number one killer for people between 18 and 45.
Yeah, but they're more concerned about criminals, right? They're more concerned about criminals having a gun. But they don't even talk about the criminal actually having a gun. They talk about the law-abiding citizen having the gun. So they want to disarm law-abiding citizens because the gun violence.
You know, just like when Newsom is funny. When Newsom was running for re-election and he won, I said...
Did he win?
I said...
Did he win? That's questionable. Oh, okay. I'm election denier.
I knew that these past, you know, when they tried to, what do you call it? Recall him. And he just overwhelmingly blew out the vote, right? He got like 68% of the votes
I think they added some stuff, but anyways.
But I knew that would empower him, right? That he would say, hey, listen, these people are following what I'm installing California.
They like the crazy, but you know what? I don't think the people in California did it. I think the corruption did it. But again, in his mind, it's empowering him to do this crazy.
But you know what? I hate to admit, you know, there's an overwhelmingly amount of liberals there that do support him.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, they're now a sanctuary for trans. Any kid that wants to go to California and start their transition therapy can go there even without their parents' permission.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Same thing with abortion.
And they'll even put them on a Greyhound. They even put them on a Greyhound, an Uber,
right?
Or a Lyft or whatever. They said, we'll even help you run away from your parents' home so you can go get butchered.
And this is even our government now. But the Pentagon said that, guess what? Our very own government will now pay a family member, this part of the military, to go to another state to have an abortion. They'll pay for the travel and everything else if your state doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting here going, this is just crazy.
Yeah. And we actually had a judge here. We had a judge here even say the similar thing, right? And there's a judge here in the state of Texas that is allowing the mother, this man and woman, they were married, they had twin boys, and the mother decided to transition one of the boys and convinced the little boy that he's a little girl, even though the little boy said that he wants to be a boy at one point. They don't care. Well, most places, even in California, if the parent wants to take the kids out of state, they have to get permission from the other parent.
From both parents.
From both parents. Well, here in the state of Texas, of all places, this total communist evil judge told the mother, yeah, you can take the little boy out, take him to California, get him butchered, change his name to a female name, and the father would never know.
She literally relinquished all the father's rights to the kid.
Just disregard.
She said, you no longer have rights to your children. And when we went to, there was a protest outside of her house, and we drove up there to record the protest. She was the only house on that street, the big old mansion, she's a judge, right? They had a Beto, which is a total liberal sign in her house. Everyone else had Abbott or something else. And I'm just sitting here thinking, you know what? Judges are not supposed to be politicized. Quite honestly, they're supposed to follow what? Our Constitution, right? They're supposed to make sure and protect the rights of Americans according to our Constitution. And they are so empowered and so politicized now that it's really scary.
Yeah.
Because really, it's it's even authoritarian if you want to take it that far, you know, because she has the authority above anyone else right now. And they say that if he wanted to continue on and take it to the Supreme Court, this man would have to raise another millions and millions of dollars to get it that far.
Yeah, he would have to
and get all that money. And he just doesn't have it.
I mean, seriously, who has
millions of dollars? He's already spent millions of dollars.
Yeah, who has millions of dollars to fight for your child to be the way your child was born when they do that? And they know that. And they purposely, he tried to go into the courtroom so they would have him arrested, because if he was arrested, this is another thing, then they would be able to take it up to the Supreme Court, because now they have arrests involved. There's, you know, disputes and all this other stuff. But the judge purposely did not arrest him for that very reason. So it would stay in her court.
Yeah.
Demonic. Demonic. Okay. Let's go on to North Korea and North Korea and South Korea. Kim Jong-un, just the other day, to my understanding, he shot off, what, between 23 and 25 rockets?
He sure did.
And people were, like, panicking. Oh, my goodness. All. And you know what? Come on. Come on, people. Think about this. He's shooting off these rockets, and he stopped shooting off the rockets when President Trump was in office. And we're supposed to believe that Biden is doing better? How stupid are these people? How stupid are they?
Yep. In the U.S. today, there's an article in Fox News. It says the U.S. and South Korea issued a joint warning to North Korea on Thursday, warning that any use of nuclear weapons would result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. North Korea fired an unprecedented, like you said, 23 missiles in a single day on Wednesday, amid extensive joint Air Force exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. Kim's regime has made many threats about nuclear weapons in recent days as well. And the U.S. said today any nuclear attack against the U.S. or its ally partners, including the use of non-strategic nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and will result in the end of his regime. And listen, Will, one of the missiles I was reading, it says a record number of missiles were launched. It says one crossed the sea border between the two nations, the first time a missile has landed that far south since before the Korean War.
So that could be considered an act of war.
I mean, he's getting closer and closer. And there's this interesting article that I found on the Japan News. And I was telling Will about it. It says South Korea expedites efforts to establish an Iron Dome style Air Force defense system. They're racing to get this up and going to help, you know.
Because it's coming.
It's coming. Oh, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. And let me tell you guys this. This is really interesting too, Will. It says, this just came out. North Korea has been sending Russia ammunition.
Really?
Did you know that?
Well, they are allies.
Yeah. So now Russia has North Korea.
Iran.
And Iran.
Yes. And Iran is sending them suicide drones. And they're even flying.
And operating them.
They're even flying they're not manning them. They're manless drones.
Well,
but they're operating the drones into Ukraine.
Yeah, they're on the ground in Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shooting, revolutionary army.
Working with Russia.
I don't know, Will. I mean, this all to me, as a result, listen to this. The U.S. to deploy more nuclear-capable warplanes around Korean Peninsula. That's just it.
Just like, and now I'm going to mention this again, World War II. There was proxy wars all over the planet. There was proxy wars all over.
Right.
Now we're having proxy wars. We're having wars and rumors of wars. Sound familiar to anybody? Things are heating up. Things are heating up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sooner or later, there's going to be World War III. We're moments away from it. I'm not saying next week or next month, but it's gearing up.
Yeah. If you ask me, the Democrats, Biden, the Biden regime, they were poking the bear, Putin, trying to get him to start it off. And I think they wanted to start it off before this midterm election. Why? Because then he could call martial law and then they would suspend the elections until further notice. I can, you know, but it didn't work out. It didn't pan out that way. Apparently Putin didn't fall for it. Now, I'm not a supporter of Putin. I've said this multiple times. I believe Putin is a tyrant. You know, I believe he is.
Yeah, we don't like Zelensky either.
No, I don't like Zelensky either. Zelensky, he's another tyrant. He's just a different type of tyrant. And he's demanding money from the United States of America.
Government. In fact, he had one of the worst corrupt governments.
Yes. And this was on left-leaning Wikipedia was talking about it.
There's a whole art. If you look up our Ukraine.
Corruption.
There's a whole Wikipedia page on it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy.
The left-leaning Wikipedia even talking about the corruption. But for some reason, you get a lot of, you know, there's a lot of conservatives out there saying, we need to support Ukraine. And I'm like, okay, I hear you.
There's ties with Biden in Ukraine. And there's ties with Biden in China.
And there's ties with, you know, Mitt Romney in Ukraine. There's ties with Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham in Ukraine. I mean, there's so many corrupt ties. Okay. Now, are we done talking about North Korea?
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk about Israel. Because Israel, they just now elected Benjamin Netanyahu. And according to the article that you just had up on the screen there, they're saying that the five ways Netanyahu's return could shake up Israel and the world. And I think the reason why it's going to shake up the world, because here in America, they hate the fact that he won because he reminds them of President Trump in Israel. And he had a really great relationship with President Trump. And they don't want that to happen again. So it terrifies them that the liberalism, socialism, communism didn't set in Israel. And now they want to reverse that, right? They can't stand it. And I'm willing to bet Biden is probably thinking, oh, I should have did like Obama did and tried to intervene or try to and meddle into the Israeli elections. I should have taken taxpayer dollars like Obama did and meddle into the elections. Maybe I could have stopped this. But see, their biggest fear is that President Trump returning. That's what their biggest fear. Benjamin Netanyahu, they tried to tie him up in the court system. They're still trying to do it.
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the things that they're talking about is he may change their legal system because right now they have bombarded him with charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Does that not sound familiar with what our Democrats tried to do with Trump?
Yep.
Right?
And so sounds like the communists here.
He's actually wanting to put to the floor where they do their legislation to vote that the to shield him from all these charges so he can move on and do his job. Right. I mean, we already kind of have a thing because there's actually an article right now also that says what will happen first the article's on the Hill. It says what will happen first, a Trump indictment or a 2024 presidential announcement, because you know right now here in America they are trying, the January 6th committee is trying to indict Trump with something, because once he announces that he's running for president they cannot bring him up on indictment charges.
They can't do anything. That's why they went ahead and tried to send out the subpoena, you know. And then they tried to get his tax records in the court systems again and that failed. So now they're afraid that after this Tuesday, and you know what, this is my wish, everybody. And, I don't get my wishes all the time. But my wish is that President Trump announces it November 9th.
I said the same
thing. I want him to announce it November 9th. I'm running for president for 2024.
Let's just get it over with.
Yeah. Because they're going after him anyways. And, you know, the first thing that they're going to say, oh, the only reason why he's announcing that he's running for 2024, because he's a criminal. They got all this stuff on him and he's trying to avoid it. You know, that's what they're going to say. Let them say it. Let them say it.
Yeah.
Let them say whatever it is that they want to say, because they're going to say it regardless.
Right.
President Trump, do it.
Yeah. Netanyahu. Do it. One thing that they're saying, one of the biggest changes would be, you know, the guy that he just won over was more of a centrist. Well, Netanyahu, like you said, he's their Trump.
Yeah, he's their Trump. Right.
And so he is going to have a far right party. That is expected to be part of his major govern that will be his part party. Of his major decisions.
His party, yep.
Will be the far right.
Yep.
Well, they say far right. I just say conservative. Everything's either far right or far left these days. I don't know.
If you're far right, that means you love freedom. You want to protect your children. You want low gas prices. You want to be able to take care of your family. You love your country. You're a nationalist. You put your country first. No, that makes you far right.
So what,
because you don't go with wokeism, because you don't want to sexualize your children, because you don't want to do all this evil stuff, that makes you far right.
So the biggest part of this article that kind of stood out to me is it says Biden and Netanyahu are not friends, but they're not enemies. It says Biden and Netanyahu have had a relatively smooth relationship in the first years of Biden's presidency, but the dynamic could be in jeopardy if five far right politicians are given high profile positions in Israel's government.
I hope
and I can see that.
I hope Benjamin Netanyahu, I hope he remembers what the Biden administration did during the 13 days of the missiles being shot at Israel. Do you remember what Biden did? The 13 days?
He stood by.
Did nothing. Yep,
didn't do anything.
Did nothing.
Trump would have come out and said, you stop
on
it
day
now.
One. On yeah. day one, uh-huh. President Trump would have said something, right? Yep. 13 days went by. The Biden regime said nothing. The only time the Biden regime got involved is when Israel said, enough. We're done. We're about to wipe them all out. Then the Biden regime stepped in and said, okay, hold on. We'll get them to stop shooting the rockets. Imagine that, people. The Biden regime working with a terrorist organization, and the terrorist organization stopped shooting rockets after the Biden regime asked them to stop shooting them. Let that sink in. Let me repeat it one more time. A terrorist organization shooting rockets at Israel for 13 days. They don't stop. Israel said that they're going to wipe them out. The Biden regime steps in and tells the terrorists to stop shooting the rockets. And the terrorists stop shooting the rockets. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Think about it.
The other problem they say that may cause a problem is that Netanyahu is against the U.S. efforts for the Iran deal.
They should be.
Right?
It should be.
Right. But Biden says that it provides the best opportunity to box in Iran's nuclear program. Netanyahu supported.
It's to box in Israel and to destroy them easily if they want to. Biden is not for Israel.
No, he's not.
He's not for Israel. And they're going after Kanye West right now because he says some stuff that people don't like. But Biden, he's literally helping them destroy Israel. No one say anything about that. Except for me.
Except for you. So, anyways, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yep. I guess we're going to see. So, we're here at the end. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on with us this evening. It's been pretty awesome. Thank you so much for, I see all the comments rolling through. I'm not where I can get to the comments. My producer, she can see the comments sometimes. But I want to thank everyone for all the blessings on there. Who sent us those beans?
Sherry,
you're just awesome. You're so awesome, Sherry. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
If you're not subscribed, subscribe to our channel.
Yes, please subscribe. Please subscribe. It's free for you to subscribe. And also, take the link to this audio podcast and can y'all share it? Share it to family members. Share it to people. Share it to other friends that you have. Say, hey, check this out. Check this out. This is somebody that, you know, that you agree with. And then you may not even agree, but share it. Please share it. Share it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much again. And hey, Monday through Friday, we'll be here tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. God bless everybody. See you. Talk to you on the flip side.